FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
View of Invictus Radio. This lunch hour, we've got a young man who's on our four-piece course. He is Jake Francis. Jake, we said what we would do in this hour. We would have a situation where we would talk about things that we... things that annoyed us,
yeah,
frustrated us. So likes and dislikes.
Yeah, that was the plan, I think, yeah.
Should we deal with the negative stuff first?
Yeah, I think so. Get the negatives out of the way.
Or I'll tell you what, you do the positives and I'll do the negatives.
Sure, if you want.
And
yeah,
in the next link, you do the positives and I'll... No, hang on a minute, it's me doing the negatives. You do the negatives and I'll do the positives.
Yeah.
Because I am not positive on my list yet. I'm still working on negatives. So go on, and you go first with your positive.
One thing that I think could be love or hate, personally I quite enjoy it sometimes, is nature, which is, some people find it relaxing, walking through the woods, you know. It's, even if it's muddy, some people find it relaxing being in nature, being away from like everything else.
Oh, you don't have to convince me there. Honestly, that is something else.
Yeah, I know a lot of people find it stressful though, because they would rather be somewhere warm in their bed, maybe watching TV, hot chocolate, something like that.
Sounds great too. Yeah, yeah. I like the sound of that. Do you know what? One of my most treasured photographs, little bit of video footage on my phone, is going for a walk around Carisbrook Moat,
yeah,
and finding a mole. I had never seen a mole, a living mole, before, not up close and so on. So I filmed this mole for about 30 seconds. I was like about 2 feet above it.
Yeah.
And I was filmed, and that is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. And I know it's only a mole. but it was. So I get the nature thing.
Yeah.
Do you want me to, you know, knock you back with some negativity now?
Yeah, sure, go on.
Pavement wars.
What's that?
I mean, just look at pavements, okay? Oh. Now, I look at pavements and I think they're not wide enough for three people in most instances.
Yeah.
They're only wide enough for probably two at a pinch. And I really get wound up when two people start coming the other way and then you have to work out who's going to go where, and invariably I always end up going in the road.
Yeah,
my wife will continue, and it's almost like, I mean, don't get me wrong, there are some people that say, right, okay, we see you coming towards it. The rules of thumb are one goes behind the other and we can both walk by each other single file.
That seems to make sense to me. I think
in the last couple of weeks, the amount of times that, yeah, I've been walking along and I have to, I have to bite my tongue, but in some instances I don't, because they walk by you and you end up walking in the road and you end up saying, you know, out loud so you can hear, it's all right, I'll walk in the road then.
Yeah, get the message across.
Oh, do you know what? It just irritates me. There was a woman and her husband, they walked towards us over the weekend, and I thought, you are not going to stop. And she had this look about her that she was not, and we ended up walking in the road. Walking in the road, but at the last laugh, because what she didn't see, she was so hell-bent on not moving,
yeah,
that she stepped in something nasty. And I thought, there you go, waited all these years to see that. I hate that, don't you?
I think so. I don't really mind that much anyways, though, because I don't think it happens to me enough for me to worry about it too much.
Well, I go for a walk with the wife every single day.
Oh, that's nice.
And I would say every single day we have that element of, there's two people coming towards us, what happens? I would say 75% of the time it's fine. 25% of the time people don't even acknowledge that you're actually moving over into the road. They just expect you to do it. It's because, yeah, I'm probably a Mr. Nice guy. But one of the highlights this week, and going on to the nice things, is this woman stepped in something that she... I went home and smiled all afternoon.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll come back with some more positives, negatives in a wee while.